Okay, we're picking up the Gemara, two lines from Tavi Yadzayim, the Alps, words of Tanur Rabbanan. So it says, the Gemara now discussing a different machlokas over here, machlokas about Yom Tov that falls on Shabbos, what's the nusach of tefillah? Says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan, we learn in Braisa, Yom Tov shechal yos b'Shabbos. If Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, which often does, Beishamei omrim mispalel shmona. Beishamei says you should daven eight brachos. Normally, you know what? You normally have the Shemona Esrei, which is really 19 brachos. That's during the weekday. On Shabbos, you normally have 7 brachos. So when you add it, when you have Yantiv, according to Beis Shammai, you should add a separate bracha for Yantiv. Now, just to point out again, you always keep the beginning three. The Shevach is the beginning three. And Hodayah at the end is the thinking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those we always have on every tefillah, on every day of the year. That we always keep. The Shaila is in the middle, the Bakashas, right? On Yom Tov and Shabbos, we don't have the formal Bakashas of the asking, as Rav Moshe always points out, Rav Shach always like to quote this from Moshe, the Gros Moshe, that the Atfilah, according to the Rambam, Atfilah Daraisa, it's Rav Chaim and the Rambam, that Atfilah Daraisa is Shevach Bakasha Hodayah. You need Bakashas in there. So when we say that there's no Bakashas on Shabbos, right, there's no Bakashas of the Gashmias things. We don't ask for Baruch Alina and Parnasa and different things like that, but we do ask for Ruchnias things. We ask for Tarli Bin Lavdu Chavimas. There is Bakashas. There's no such thing as Atfilah without Bakashas. We ask for Ruchnias Bakashas on Shabbos. Either way, you have the first three and the last three, everyone agrees that you keep. The Shaila is normally you just keep one, you have one middle bracha for Shabbos, that's how you have the seventh bracha. So when it comes to Yom Tov that falls on Shabbos, Beis Shammai hold that you should daven eight, you should say an eighth bracha of Yom Tov as well. V'omer shel Shabbos b'fnei atzman, you should say the bracha of Shabbos by itself. V'shel Yom Tov b'fnei atzman, you should say bracha of Yom Tov by itself as well. Beis Shammai hold, again, you have a separate bracha for each point. That is the opinion of Beis Shammai. V'shel omer, but still say no. Mispal shabbat, you say the seven brachos of Shemona Esrei. V'shel hold that each one doesn't, you don't make it, you can call all the bracha of, we're going to see in a second, maskel b'shel Shabbos, and the seventh bracha, what do? You start with Shabbos, and the chayim b'shel Shabbos, you conclude with Shabbos. V'omer kedush Hashem v'emtze, you mention the middle of it, you mention kedush Hashem Yom Tov, so you say, you'll say on Shabbos, v'sisin lanu is yom ha-menucha zeh. That's how Rashi explains it. We really have our nasuch is yom ha-Shabbos zeh. By the way, we keep that. And then we say, v'es yom chag zeh. And then we continue in the bracha mekadesh Hashem mekadesh ha-Shabbos. That's how Rashi explains this version. So that is what that's what we say according to this version. Rabbi says, avchusim ben abi yosha. Why are you sending off baruch atah Hashem mekadesh ha-Shabbos? Shav baruch atah Hashem mekadesh. We'll see. Mekadesh here, he says mekadesh ha-Shabbos. Yisrael v'azman. You should end off with the bracha of Mekadesh Shabbos and Yisrael Vazmanim. Yisrael who are Mekadesh Zmanim, that is the bracha that we include. That would be the second half of that, would be including the Yantav. So we clearly see over here a reason, an inyan that you should end off with Yom Tov as well. Rabbi doesn't dispute it, Hillel. He just holds that according to the many Rishonim, that he doesn't disagree with Beis Hillel. He's just saying that if you L'chora should also include Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim, and L'chora, if you end it off, the Nafkamina would be, if he doesn't dispute Beis Hillel, then if really make our din, you're Yotze, if you just say Baruch Atasha Mekadesh HaShabbos, that'd be according to Rebbe, then even according to Rebbe, then you'd be Yotze. So therefore, that L'chora would be a very big Nafkamina. L'chora, if you hold that Rebbe doesn't disagree, I think Allah HaMaisa, we do hold that way, double check, but I think that if you accidentally only ended off Baruch Atasha Mekadesh HaShabbos, and you forgot Yisrael V'Azmanim on a Yom Tov, I believe because we assume that Rebbe doesn't disagree, just saying it's better, so we we tell you, you should. But in a case where you weren't able to, then you just forgot, so then you would be Yotze B'Diavad. Okay, the Gemara continues them. Tana Tengamay the Ravina, so the teacher of Braises, remember, they used to say, record the Braises by heart, so they used to talking about this Braise in front of Ravina, that there's a different version of Rabbi's ruling. Mekadesh Hashem Yisrael V'Ashavas V'Azmanim. Ravina said that in front of Ravina, he said that you should say Mekadesh Yisrael, and then add in Shabbos, and then V'Azmanim. So the Gemara says that he doesn't like this Nusach. Why? Because he put in Yisrael first. Amar Lei, Atu Shabbos Yisrael Mekadesh, it doesn't work. Because, well, what's the reason we say Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim? The Gemara in Brachos says that you're only allowed to end off with one inyan. So how is it that we're adding Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim? Isn't that two different things? Yisrael is Hashem made us holy, and then he made this manim. Well, no, because Yisrael, Al Yidei Yisrael, we are the ones who establish when Yantav is. We establish when Yantav is. The base thing is Mekadesh when Rosh Chodesh is. If nobody establishes when Yantav is on Azeh, that's a Shaila. Machlokes Rambam and Ramban. But many understand that even Bizman Azeh, if there was nobody in Eretz Yisrael saying the declaration of when Rosh Chodesh is going to be, right, the announcement of Rosh Chodesh, then there would be no Rosh Chodesh Bizman Azeh, according to many Rishonim. But so we establish when, even Bizman Azeh, we establish when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. Even the Machlokas over there is that it would be that Hillel was Masakin, when exactly Rosh Chodesh is going to be from now until B'S Mashiach, whatever, that he's established, that's a calendar established when Yom Tov is going to be. But we are, fundamentally, if we decided that to delay, add an extra day to the last month, then fundamentally we'd be altering when is Pesach, when is Sukkot, etc. Shabbos Hashem. So we are Mekadosh as man. However, Shabbos is different. So I'm really onto Shabbos. Yisrael Mekadosh. Yisrael is the one who's Mekadosh Shabbos. That's not true. V'ha Shabbos Mekadosh V'kaima. Shabbos is already holy from the Yisrael and Yabrishis that Hashem established the world in 6 days, and Shabbos Mamela comes in. We don't do anything to Mekadosh Shabbos. That's all machlokas about when to say Kiddush. Machlokas B'Shan B'Silah, because Shabbos comes in on its own right. You don't need us to be Mekadosh Shabbos. So therefore it doesn't make sense to say Mekadosh Yisrael and then Shabbos, because Yisrael is not Mekadosh Shabbos. Hashem gave us Shabbos and it's always holy, no matter what. And the Ramban tells us to point out that Shabbos also is never, it doesn't have any korban chatas by Shabbos, because Shabbos never came through chait. All the other Ramban told him, there's a cheshbon Ramban has that they all come through chait, whether it's the Mila Halavana by Rosh Chodesh, or let's say the reason that we have, the reason that we came into Galus Mitzrayim in the first place was because of Mechiras Yosef, et cetera, why it all come through chait. But the Ramban says that Shabbos is all perfect, doesn't have chait, also so much established Shabbos, it's going to be holy no matter what, even without our doing. So the Gemara's number of Yosef, that both Shabbos and Yom Tov should be mentioned. However, Ravina corrected the brayso to say no, it should say Mekadesh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Azmanim, and that's how we pass on Halacha Maisa b'Zman Hazeh. Now the Gemara continues. Tanur Rabbanan. It's in a different Halacha when Shmona Esrei, when other things fall on Shabbos. Shabbos Shechal Yos Berosh Chodesh Abachol Amad. What do you do when Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Shabbos Chol Amad? We're going to have to have that. Shabbos Chol Amad is next Shabbos. Arvis Shachris Mincha Mispalo Sheva. So in Mariv and Shachris and Mincha, you daven the normal Shabbos of seven brachos. Nobody says Tad Bracha. However, you should add in Me'ina Ma'ura in Rosh Chodesh Chol Amad. Just say Ritzei. Just like we normally do Ritzei is Avoda. We say Ritzei. We say the Yalav Yavo. So then you should say the Yalav Yavo specifically in Ritzei. Why do we say Dafka in Ritzei? So Rashi explains the Shabbos. Rashi explains because that at the end of the day we want to say Avoda because we want it to be part of the, we're making Avoda of Rosh Chodesh and the Chol HaMoed is the Avoda based on Mikdash. We're asking Hashem, that's all about Yishei Yisrael, the fire offerings, right? We want to be Machzor Shel Nesos Tzion. That's whole bracha is about Tzion and bringing back Yerushalayim. So that's what we want to bring back over here as well, the base of Mikdash. So when it comes to that, we were asking Kadosh Baruch Hu that we should bring the Karbanos in the base of Mikdash. So that's why we say Ritzei Yalav Yavo. It makes sense to say that Tefillah over there, and that's why we say in Rosh Chodesh and in there. So Rashi just points out that when Chol HaMoed Rosh Chodesh falls on a weekday, though the ordinary Shmoneh Esrei is recited, except for the Eliyahu Yavos is added. Therefore, even if it falls on Shabbos, that would be the case. However, when Yantiv specifically is going to fall out, it has a specific Shmoneh Esrei even on weekdays. So therefore, Rashi points out even when Yantiv falls on a Shabbos, the Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei is replaced by the Yomtiv Shmoneh Esrei. Usually, Yomtiv Shmoneh Esrei takes precedence, and we add in the addition of Shabbos. That's what Rashi explains based on this cheshbon over here. So it's important why people realize that. Why do we fundamentally alter the tefillah? So that's the shaila. So we for Rashi explains very nicely over here. The imlo amar machziru. So now, if you got to see Yalav Yavo by Rosh Chodesh or by Chol HaMoed, lechora obviously only by Rosh Chodesh is different. Rosh Chodesh by nighttime, if you forgot Yalav Yavo, the Gemara brachos paskens the brachos on Shulchan Aruch as well that you would not have to repeat. Only by daytime and by Chol HaMoed, though it's all of them. By Chol HaMoed, if you forgot Yalav Yavo at nighttime, they people not be sometimes get confused. Rosh Chodesh and Yalav Yavo, they're fundamentally different. If you forget Yalav Yavo by Marav, you have to repeat Shmon Hesrei. Rabbi Lezer Omer Behoda. Rabbi says you should mention the bracha of Yalav Yavo in Hoda, similar to what we do with regards to Alan Yisrael. Rashi points out, like in right before Val Kulam, over there we'll say just like you do by Chanukah and Purim, you should add in the Rosh Chodesh of Musafin, and for Musaf, Maschal B'Shal Shabbos and Masayim B'Shal Shabbos, you should begin in the middle bracha with the mentioning of Shabbos, and you should end it off with Shabbos. We Omer Kedushas Yom Be'Emtzah, and you should mention Rosh Chodesh Chol HaMoed in the middle bracha. So therefore, both Rabbi Lezer and Tanakam agree that the mention of Chol HaMoed Rosh Chodesh is not included in the middle bracha, the three brachas, rather. The Braisa now that was the opinion. Now the Braisa was going to mention Machlokas. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel Benosh, Rabbi Roka Omrim, Kol Malkom Shehuskach L'Sheva. Whether one is required to Sheva Brachos, even Shachras Minchar Marav, Maschil B'Shal Shabbos and Masayim B'Shal Shabbos. He begins the middle bracha with the mentioning of Shabbos, and he concludes the mentioning with Shabbos. He Omer Kedusha Siyam B'Emtzah. He mentions the Rosh Chodesh or the Chol HaMoed in the middle of the bracha. Therefore, these Tanaim rule that the Chol HaMoed and Rosh Chodesh have the same effect as Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei that Yom Tov has. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, In Alacha Bosuka Azug. The Alacha doesn't follow these Tanaim who hold that the middle bracha of Shmoneh Esrei is changed by Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. Rather, the halacha follows the opinion of the Tanakam who holds that Shabbos by Marav Shachris Mincha, you just mentioned only Yalav Yavo in the bracha of Avoda during these three regular tefillahs. In the Musaf, though, they mention the Shabbos, follow Shabbos Shalom. We don't pass like that, though. We follow Rebbe, as mentioned before, that you should end off with Yantav as well on Musaf and on Shabbos and on Shabbos Chol HaMoed. So now the Gemara says, The Gemara goes on to a different discussion. Now we're moving on. Now the Gemara is not talking. We're going back to the lechos of Erev Tchumen. If you remember, Erev Tchumen is preparing your person wants to set and go off on a journey. So the Gemara is going to discuss if you have to do this before Shabbos. So now when Yom Tov falls out on a Friday, so you have to do it before Yom Tov. So what happens if it's a 2-day Yom Tov and I forgot? I mean, because you're in Chutzart and I forgot to do my Erev Tchumen. I forgot to do it before Yom Tov. So now that's a shaila, because remember we mentioned that the whole Yom Tov Sheni is that Mamanoshach, one of the days is for sure weekday. So says the Gemara now, Amar Rav Chia Bar Ravashi, Amar Rav, that Maniach Adam Erev Tchumen Yom Tov Chaveru Umasna. You ought to make it tonight, but Erev Tchumen on Shabbos from the day before, so you forgot. Again, we're talking about three, according to the Zohar to Rashi now, where you have Thursday and Friday are Yom Tov, and Shabbos is Shabbos. You want to travel on Shabbos and Erev Tchumen, so you're allowed to make a Tanai on Erev Tchumen by making a Tanai. What do? According to Rashi, so then you designate the Erev and you say, if today is really Chol, then this Erev should be Chol right now. And if today is really Yom Tov, then my declaration of my Erev, it should be meaningless. I don't want to do anything with it. And the second day, you say the same thing, that if yesterday was Chol, then I want this to be nothing. And now if today is really Chol, then I want this to be my Erev and establish that I'm allowed to go on Shabbos. And this way, a person, Mimanashach, has made on both days, you've established that you've done it on a weekday, and therefore you've made your Erev on a weekday. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava. Rava says, Maniach Adam Erev Tavshilin Miyom Tov L'Chaveru Umasna. A person is allowed to establish an Erev Tavshilin also, and make the same Tanai. He's allowed to establish the Erev Tavshilin again to cook. So he says, just like you're allowed to do by Tchumen, which is traveling, so too you're allowed to do by Erev Tchumen, which is for cooking, and you're allowed to do, you're make the same Erev. If today is really a weekday, then this Erev should be Chal. If tomorrow is Yom Tov, then tomorrow the Erev is going to be is no Erev needed, and then you do it the day after, and you're allowed to cook on Friday and make that tonight. And this way, again, you've gone every option by making sure it was weekday or weekday or Shabbos. And the Gemara says that would be working. So the Gemara says, "Man damar Erev Tchumen." So now Rav, who says that the Erev Tchumen is allowed to be established conditionally on Yom Tov, so he'll say Kol Shekin Erev Tavshilin. So he's going to mention Erev Tavshilin. The Gemara is going to point out why would that be for sure by Erev Tavshilin. But Maisa, we're going to mention that if you say Erev Tchumen, if you say about traveling, you're allowed to make it tonight. Then obviously, Kavah Chomer, you're allowed to make it for Erev Tavshilin, my damar Erev Tavshilin. But if you make Erev Tavshilin, aval Erev Tchumen lava, Erev Tchumen is going to be less. Why? So why is Erev Tavshilin stronger? Then why do we want to allow an Erev Tavshilin? Why is there more of a reason for leniency on a dinder abanan of Erev Tavshilin when it comes to Tchumen is also a dinder abanan? So the Gemara says, my time. What is the reason Erev Tchumen is treated more machmir? The Gemara says, delmikne shvisa b'shabbos lo, because acquiring a shvisa on Shabbos is not permitted. At the end of the day, the din is going to be established is that a special Erev Tavshilin, we want you to be able to cook. We want you to be able to eat on Shabbos because that's a Chila Shabbos. However, the Tzorech of Erev Tchumen is not as important, Rashi points out, and therefore it wasn't made for this condition. We don't allow you to have this Dinder Abanan. Basically, traveling is not as much as a Tzorech on Shabbos as opposed to when it comes to the mitzvah of eating on Shabbos is so strong that we want to make sure we allow you to eat. So now the Gemara says a different discussion with regards to food from one day down to the second day. Tanur Rabbanan, we learn in a Braisa, in Ofen Miyom Tov L'Chaver. We're not allowed to bake from one day of Yom Tov to the next day. You're not, meaning that's an Isser D'Oraisa. We mentioned that cooking from one, that's an Isser D'Oraisa. Here we're talking about where it's 2 days of Yom Tov. So cooking from one to the other, it's more of a Shaila, but still definitely Asr. So to cook from one to the other. However, Be'emes Amru, usually whenever you say Be'emes Amru, according to many Rishonim, this means it's Halachal Moshe Mitzinai. So here, Halachal Moshe Mitzinai tells you, Mela Isha is Kolek Dera Basar. You were allowed to fill up the whole pot with meat and cook it on Yom Tov. Afo Pisha Ina Tzricha Ela Chatichat. But she knows she only needs one piece. This is still going to be mutter. Why is that? Because cooking two pieces of meat is accomplished with the same act of cooking. So you're cooking anyway. So even though this is what's called ribui shiur, and you're creasing them out, you're now cooking a new piece of meat. Still, since my original maisa of having that food on the pot on the stove top with the fire on it is one action, and therefore it's going to be mutter. This is interesting to note that the Rishonim point out that this halacha only falls out when only in Chiddush on Yom Tov. However, when it comes to Shabbos, there's what's called maisa Shabbos. Maisa Shabbos is when there's an iser D'oraisa of Shabbos, but let's say that it's mutter because of pikuach nefesh. Let's say a person is a cholah sheyesh bo sakana, so you're allowed to cook for him. You have to chiyuv to cook for him, right? Mishmartim lozon shechiyuv pikuach nefesh, that the person is a chiyuv to cook for that person. So now, am I allowed to put in a few extra pieces of meat and have a fresh piece of steak for myself? If the guy, if Reuven's feeling totally fine, he's making for Shimon. Is Reuven allowed to make himself another piece of meat? That's an Isser D'rabanan, according to many Rishonim, with regards to the shaila. Maybe it's maybe because there it's an Isser D'oraisa B'chlal, the whole issue. But either way, the Rishonim point out that would not be mutter. That's a pasuk in Shulchan Aruch. You're not allowed to add any meat for the non-chola when it comes to, even though you have a heter of pikuach nefesh right now, when it comes to cooking, because Ribui Shiur on the Shabbos is Asr. Here we're telling you that for Yom Tov, apparently it's mutter. So the Gemara says that's what the Halacha Moshe Ben Sinai is telling you, that you can add in a piece of meat. And also we learn out is that Mimala Nachtam Chavish Shalmayim, so that, Mimala Yishav Lekhtir Bavasra, Alpishay Natsuicha Lechitachas, anyway, we quoted the whole line. But one piece of meat. Now, the Gemara continues, Mimala Nachtam Chavish Shalmayim, baker's allowed to fill a barrel of water and boil it on Yamtiv, Alpishay Natsarech, Ela Lekitonechad, even though he only needs one jug of water cooked on Yamtiv. Avala Efos, Eno Ofa Ela Mashitzarech, with regards to baking, you're allowed to bake only what you need for that day, that you're not allowed to bake additional loaves. The Gemara says, Rav Shimon Gamliel disagrees. He says, Omer Mimala Yishav as Kol Tanar Pas, you're allowed to fill the entire oven with bread, even though you only need one loaf or two loaves for that day. Why? It tastes better when you fill the whole oven. In times of Gemara, Rashi points out that the ovens were at small ovens, that they were filled with bread, it would be able to cause more heat and less air to get in, and therefore it would make everything more tasty. So therefore, since it's increasing the level of taste for the bread itself, that therefore it would be mutter to necessary for yantiv, and therefore it's considered mutter. The Gemara says, "Amar Rava, lacha krib shem ben Elazar, lacha follows Rav Shimon ben Elazar." And therefore, if you have either one of the two conditions, either the preparation of additional food is done with one maisa, it is one fire, right, and therefore you're allowed to add food to it. That's A, he would agree to that. And he also adds in that if it enhances the food right now, even though you don't need the other food, that would be mutter. So a person is allowed to add meat to a pot, that would be okay. And the additional, if the additional meat is improving, or if it was already on the fire, that'd be okay. Water, let's say, Mr. Burr points this out though, you're not allowed to add water to a pot that's already on the fire, because additional water doesn't make it better, unless it's needed for the actual cooking, but if it's not making it better, then you're not allowed to make it hotter. If you just want hot water, that would not be okay. If you're going to use the water later, that would be usher. So the Gemara says, Ibailahu. So they asked the question, Mishalo and Yakrivit Tavshilin. If you didn't establish Yav Tavshilin, who Nasser? Is it Usher for you to bake on Shabbos, however, a Kimcha Nasser, and your food is also Usher? Meaning, let's say my friend who did do an Erev Tavshilin, can I have him come over to my house and cook my meal for me because he did an Erev Tavshilin? Oh, Dilma, who Nasser, Vain Kimcha Nasser? Or maybe no. Maybe it's only for him it's Usher, but his food is an Usher. It's Usher for him to come in. So again, the two that we first saw is that it's Usher for him to come to my house and bake my food. Second issue is, that it's us or only me. If my friend comes and makes my food, I'd be okay. So Mar says, well, what's the difference? Am I nafkamina? What's the halachic difference? Because laknui kim chalachirim, can I give it to you and you'll be kone? You'll be kone and you'll take it. It'll be now be yours. It'll be your flour. And therefore, how is this mutter? How is it mutter for you to be kone? In general, the Mordechai points out, generally, when it comes to acquiring ownership as a form of type of similar to mekach memkar, it's asir. The Mordechai points out, for tzarech mitzvah, like acquiring a lulav, is going to be mutter here also, since I need the food, I need a Shabbos meal, I don't have it without him, so then I'm allowed to be kone and give him the food, and he'll transfer the ownership to him. And this type of mekach memkar is much a similar thing. Like on there's a chumrah based on the achronim. They hold these achronim hold the ikar din. We're machmer thing with avila is that a person should own the matzah should be lachem. It should be yours. You should be in full possession of it. So a person didn't acquire it before yantiv, and he's going somewhere. So then the post can bring down. You should be kone on yantiv itself also, because the tarach mitzvah, and you're allowed to. And similar thing, should be kone the matzah. So now again, so the kimcha nechal tarach leknuya kimcha lacherim. So the other thing, you're allowed to transfer ownership to. So again, leknuya lacherim. Iamretz hu neser v'kimcha neser. If you're going to say going back, iamretz hu neser v'kimcha neser. If you're going to say that it's usher for him and his flour is really mutter. So then the Gemara says tarach leknuya kimcha lacherim. He has to transfer the ownership of a flour to others in order for them to bake it. If you assume that it's only an Isra on him, and so the Gavra, not Isra Chefza, his items are mutter, so then you would not transfer the ownership to others. So the Gemara asks, Mike, what's going to be the halacha? So now the Gemara suggests, Tashma, we can bring a proof in the Braisa. So the Braisa tells us, someone who didn't establish Shev Tavshilin for God, he's not allowed to bake, he's not allowed to cook, he's not allowed to insulate food for Shabbos. Not for you, not for others. And others are not allowed to bake or cook for him. What do you do? It says explicitly in the Braisa, you have to transfer ownership. I have to give that flour, whatever food I need to cook or bake, whatever it was, whatever the food, the meat, whatever I'm giving them to defend them to cook, I have to give it to them for them to be koneh. Shmamina, we learn from here, hu neser v'kim cho neser, that both he is aser and also his food aser. Shmamina, this is a good proof. The rice is beferish, black on white. The rice tells us that the food also becomes aser. It's halacha l'maisa. If a person forgets, well, maybe another point we saw yesterday, that halacha l'maisa might be helpful if the rav of the city is b'diavad, will do the erev tavshilin for those who are to be mezaker. But theoretically, if you're not in a place where the rav, there is a rav of the city doing it for you, so then this halacha would come up is, and you'd have an erev tavshilin, and then your friend, you can be koneh to your friend, and your friend could come into your house and cook it for you. So now the Gemara asks, see, Bailu, what happens if a person violated the halacha? If you violated the distant rabbanon, you baked on yamta without using an erev tavshilin, what's the halacha? Is the food us or not? Tashmas, the Gemara wants to bring a raya from the Braisa. The Braisa tells us that Misha lo hinecher v'tashlim. Person didn't establish him v'tashlim. Ketzeros, what do you do? Mekaneu kim chol acherim. Should transfer ownership to the flowers to others. V'acherim ofin l'mashlim. And others allowed to cook for you. As we mentioned before, you have to go now to others to eiv tashlim. Now v'iisa. Now if it's true that the Braisa to tell you that the food is not usher's, then listening of our v'alfa muter, then the Braisa should tell you if a guy violated the din. You don't have to do this whole thing. He violated an Isser Derabanan, and he shouldn't have done what he did. But the food is not fundamentally Isser. It's not an Isser Cheftz on the food. The Gav revived an Isser Derabanan, and the food is going to be fundamentally put mutter. So the Gemara says, rejects this. Amar Ravada Bar Masna, Tana Takanta de Hetera Katani. No, the Braisa is telling you what do you do is permitted. A person telling the Lachal Maisa, what do you do? You don't tell him to violate the Isser, and then your food is mutter. You're not allowed to do that, so therefore the Braisa doesn't tell you that. Takanta de Isser, Lokatani, but it's not teaching you something that's Isser. Therefore, there's no proof from there that the food remains Isser. So the Gemara says, Tashma, so we'll bring another proof from the Braisa. The Braisa tells us, Mishinech Erev Tavshilin. Someone established an Erev Tavshilin. Areza Ofa Mevashal Matmin. So then, you could do whatever you want. You could bake, cook, insulate for the food for Shabbos. If you want to eat the Erev on Yom Tov, you're allowed to. However, if you ate it before you insulated it as food for Shabbos, then you're not allowed to cook, bake, or insulate for Shabbos. Not for you, for not for others. And you could also not do it for others. But you may cook for Yom Tov. But if you left it over, then you left over for the food for Shabbos. However, you're not allowed to cheat. Not allowed to be a harama. It's like to be deceitful. And I'm really cooking for Yom Tov now, but like you make like 20 pieces of meat when you're only supposed to have two or three. You only have two guests. You know you're making it for Shabbos, so then that's not okay. That's going to be usher if you forgot to do that. However, if you did do this harama, you are deceitful. You made 20 pieces of meat when you knew you were only eating two or three that day. Then the food becomes usher. So we see from here the food fundamental because there's likewise when it comes to the haramas being usher. So too the food of the erev tafshilin. If you don't forgot to do erev tafshilin, you make the food should also lechora be usher as well. That's what the Gemara is asking at this point. So the Gemara says Amar Ravashi. Ravashi said harama. Amar, you're talking about haramas. Shani Arama, doing this deceitful thing is different because the Echmira Berabanan, Tvei Mezid, people are more Machra Mezid. When it comes to an Isser Mezid, everybody knows that you violated the Halacha of Erev Tavshilin and you didn't do it. Nobody's going to come to learn from your mistake and violate Halacha. People know that's Befer Shasser. You didn't make Erev Tavshilin, you cooked. That's Usser. So you aren't going to learn from you. As opposed to the Harama being like, oh, you're allowed to just cook extra on Yantav. I'm going to think that it's okay that you cook from extra from Yantav to Shabbos. That's definitely not okay. And therefore, that is going to be Usser. There are people are going to come to violate the Isser. So therefore, we have no proof though. Maybe at the end of the day, when you cook an Erev Tavshilin, we do allow the food to be eaten. So the Gemara says, Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar. So then maybe another way of rejecting the proof. This Tana of the opinion in the Braisa, anyway, maybe it is a good proof of the Braisa, but still, this Tana of the opinion of the Braisa over here is the opinion of Chananya, who is the opinion of Beit Shammai. The sign of the Braisa tells us, Chananya Omer, Beit Shammai Omer, in Ofen Ella Imkin. Erev bepas. The person is only allowed to make bake on Yom Tov for Shabbos needs unless you made an erev with bread before Yom Tov. Ein mevashen elam kein erev betavshil. You're not allowed to cook unless you make an erev with a cooked dish. Ein tomnim. And the concept of Yom Tov, you're not allowed to insulate unless you had food that's insulated before Yom Tov. That's all the opinion of Beis Shammai. However, Beis Hillel say Marev betavshil echad. You can make an erev using one cooked dish. The osa kol tarko, and you're allowed to use, through that one cooked dish, you're allowed to use everything. So we see that Beit Shammai is more machmir with regards to Erev Tavshil in general. So therefore we can assume that Braisa would just stick regarding to Erev and saying that it's Usher, and even Haram is Usher, is dependent on Beit Shammai, not Beit Hillel. So therefore, another reason to reject this proof. So therefore, the Gemara wants to bring in Tanan, another way from the Mishnah in Shabbos. The Mishnah tells the Mishnah in Hilchos Shabbos. The Mishnah is actually in Trumos. The Mishnah tells us the Ma'aser Perosa B'Shabbos that if I take off Trumos or Ma'aseros in violation of the Lacha of Din D'Rabbanan because it's near a Kimasakin, you're not allowed to take off Trumos or Shabbos on Shabbos. However, if I did it B'Shogeg, then I could eat it. Then Yochel. Then if I did it accidentally, then I'm allowed to eat the produce. Does not become Aser. But if I did it on purpose, it doesn't. So we see that one who violates an Isser D'Rabbanan with regards to preparing food on Shabbos is Aser to eat it. The same would be true with regards to the Isser Dabanan and Yom Tov of the Erev Tavshilin. So the Gemara says, No. That's not the case because Tzricha, it's like Pirach Rina. They need the case where maybe it's talking about a case where he has other produce. Maybe the Chachamim are talking about only when you have something else to eat. However, maybe if you had nothing else to eat, the halacha wouldn't necessarily be the same with regards to the Trumos and Maisers. In the case of Erev Tavshilin, they would allow you to cook, they would allow you to eat the food because you have nothing to eat. It's just going to ruin your own Shabbos. It's going to ruin your Shabbos from the fact that you violated this Isser Derabanan. And therefore, We wouldn't compromise the din of Oneg Shabbos for this halacha. So the Gemara says, Tashma, I'll bring another proof. A matbil kelev b'Shabbos, similarly, we're going to get to this halacha in a moment, at the end of the mission now. The next mission, we're going to get to this. So the halacha, if you put your kelim, tamei kelim on Shabbos, and you put them in the mikvah, so now you weren't allowed to use them before, now you're allowed to use them, so also it's nira kemasakin, it's nisr derbanan, it's not nisr derisa, it's nira kemasakin, it's nisr derbanan. So b'shogeg yishamishben, if you did it by accident, then you're allowed to use them. B'mezid lo yishamishben, if you ever did it on purpose, you're not allowed to use them. So Mishnah teaches us that the chachamim say that when you do an isser derabanan, it's aser. So the Gemara says, "Lo tzricha." This also tzricha de esle mani achrina. They were talking about you have other kelim. We have other kelim. That's when this didn't apply. Inami efshar b'sheila, or you can borrow other utensils. When it comes to food, though, people mamash didn't have a lot of food. I remember once during like a program that they were saying that in Yerushalayim was like a bar mitzvah, whatever it was. I forgot it was a long time ago, and the guy said, without exaggerating, this guy was a historian, and actually a very good speaker. He was speaking about how there was more food, without exaggerating, there was more food, there was a crazy buffet and a lot of people, and there was more food right there in that ballroom than there was in all of Yerushalayim 60 years ago. People didn't have that much food a long time ago, even 60 years ago, 70 years ago, people didn't have that much food. Kol Shekein, in the times of the Gemara, so people didn't have enough to just let you borrow their food. They didn't have enough food, so therefore we want to have Oneg Shabbos, we want to let you to eat. That's what we're mentioning over here. And you can borrow someone else's kelim, but you can't take extra food. People didn't have enough food. The mamash made exactly enough for their families, and they didn't have enough for you to come in and take your food. So the Gemara Tashma, we learn another proof in the Mishnah. Mevashel b'Shabbos, if you cook on Shabbos b'shoge yochel, you can eat it only if you did the Bishal on Shabbos b'shoge. B'mezid lo yochel, but if you did it on purpose, you're not allowed to. So the Mishnah tells us an iser hana'a from a malacha that was done on Shabbos, similar to an iser hana'a from a malacha that was done on Yantiv. So the Gemara says no. Iser de Shabbos hana, Shabbos is different because it's an iser de reisa, as opposed to over here when it comes to erev tavshilin, not using erev tavshilin is all din derabanan. So therefore, lechora, we wouldn't have in place the din of not being nana from your food. So we live that unresolved. We live unresolved. What's the din about at the end of the day if you violated this isra of erev tashilin who cooked anyway? Now the Gemara says, Bechamay says that you need two tashilin, two cooked dishes. Masnes and Deloki Aitana. Our Gemara points out that our Mishnah is not in accordance with the Tana, the Tanya that tells us, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Modin Bechamay Vesilo, Al Shnei Tashilin Shitzarech, that everyone agrees that you need two dishes for erev tashilin. Mal Nechakum, what do they disagree with? Al Dago Beitza Shalav, only with regards to a fish and egg on it. Shebechamay Amrim Shnei Tashilin. Bechamay said that those, you need two dishes, and that's not considered two dishes, according to this. That's how Rashi explains it. And Beisila said that even though this is one dish, it still counts as two dishes because it's two distinct items. Rashi has it as Beisila being Mako. It makes sense, even though it's not the Pasha reading. If you would write it, you would understand that Beishamai hold that is Shnei Tavshilin. Beisila hold as one, but that doesn't make sense. Usually always Beishamai is Machmer, so Rashi keeps it in line of the way I just explained it. However, if they agree that if you mashed an egg and you place it inside the fish, then it's clearly two distinct things. Then, or you put a leek in inside the fish, and those are going to be considered two different dishes. Amar Rava, Hilchas Ketana Didan. The halacha follows our Mishnah, Veliba de Beisela, according to Beisela, that you only need one dish. That's the Shaila. Moshe Shonan Paskin, that you only need one cooked dish. However, Rabbeinu Tam quotes the Braisa we saw, that Rabbi Lezer says you need a cooked dish for cooking and a baked dish to bake, and therefore he ruled that you needed a cooked food and a baked food if you want to bake, and you should do both. And that's an opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam. The Re disagreed, however, the Chachila, and the Re himself said the Chachila should be machmir for Rabbeinu Tam, and the Shulchan Aruch recommends also the Chachila being machmir for Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Achlu osha avad arezel yivashel alav. If one ate an erev or if it was lost before Shabbos, you're not allowed to cook on it. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye said, Naktina, and the lacha is that heitchil beisaso. If you already started preparing and then you know that it was eaten nechal eruva and it was eaten, then gomer allowed to finish that baking. So I already started the doughing, I already started the process. Then according to Abaye, that since I already started the process, it's going to be mutas. Machlokas and Rishonim, is that true that with all other foods, once I already started preparing any of my foods and now all other foods, or no, that one food that I was making, that one piece of bread, that one loaf of bread is mutter, everything else, I can't make more things after that. That's a shayla in the Rishonim with regards to Abaye. Okay, now the Gemara is going on to another dimension, the iser of going to the mikvah and the din of going to the mikvah. We know that there's a chiyuv chayav adam, where Rosh Hashanah says, chayav adam atar atzmo beregel. It's a shayla. Some rishonim hold that applies even as manazeh, that you have a chiyuv to go to the mikvah. We don't pass like that. Rosh says that we don't, but there are those who are hider mehader to go to the mikvah on erev yom tov imez manazeh. There's also al pi kabbalah. There's a very big inyan of going in general before Shabbos and before yantiv to be mekabel your nefesh, yasham yasira. The Rishis Chachma goes so far as to suggest that the person doesn't go to the mikvah is not necessarily getting the same level of Kavava and Shama Yisira. It seems to say any, but whatever. That's Alpi Kavava, there's a very beginning to go, but Alpi Nigla, there's a din of Chayav Nataris Mavaregel, which seemingly, according to some Rishonim, still applies, but we pass it doesn't. Chalios Achar HaShabbos. Now, if you have to fill out on Sunday, Beit Shammai Omer, what do you do? Matbilin is Hakol Mifnei Shabbos. Meaning, both, if you needed to go, you need to go to the mikvah and your kelim, you need to do everything before Shabbos. Because they hold you're not allowed to go to the mikvah on Shabbos, if it's still a Omerim, kelim Mifnei Shabbos, Vadim to Shabbos. The utensils can have to be before Shabbos. They agree, you're not allowed to bring the utensils on Shabbos. However, a person is allowed to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. You're allowed to go in the mikvah on Shabbos to see Beferish, you're allowed to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. Everybody agrees that you make when it comes to waters of a mikveh, you have to do hashaka. Hashaka is making them the waters connect. If I have less than 40 sa'at, if I have 40 sa'at, I want to connect other waters, make that waters through hashaka tower. So they would agree that that would be permitted. So that everyone's going to agree to do that process would be okay. You're not allowed to immerse this tamei water. The Gemara is going to explain exactly what it's talking about. Matbilan megav legav also the word from one purpose to the other. Mechaber lechaber from one group to another. Again, the Gemara is going to discuss these last two halachas as well. Says the Gemara very quickly. So everyone agrees that you're not allowed to immerse a utensil on Shabbos. And we're asking my time. What's the reason? So Rabbi says an answer. Amar gzira. The gzira turning on the Shema yitlena biyado. If you take the utensil in your hand, you're going to carry it. It's interesting. It's the same Rabbi who has the gzira de Rabbi in general about carrying everything, carrying a megillah, carrying a shofar, carrying a lulav, that they all fought on Shabbos. It's all usher. Shema yitlena biyado. Every amar esbrish. I'm here also. You're going to come to carry the kli for almost in Rosh Hashanah. Okay, Bez Hashem, pick up with Abaye's kasha tomorrow's daf. Bez Hashem, I'm not sure if I'll be able to record it before Shabbos, but either way, that's where we'll end up for here. Have a wonderful Shabbos.